Hello, hello. Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 4. We are back.
We are.
Fourth time around is a charm.
Having way too much fun in the pre-show.
Gosh, the pre-show is nuts.
It's almost as fun as the real show.
Yeah, almost, but probably not. Except we'd get sued with the music we played.
Yeah. Make sure if you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and watch us on our Twitters, and then that way you can find out when the pre-show is going to happen.
Yeah, the Twitterverse.
And we have a lot of fun.
I have a question.
Love for you to join us.
So is Twitter,
oh God,
can you make it plural like Twitters, or is it like a chicken where it's not chickens, it's just chicken, or what's another one?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well,
in my
you
life.
Said
no,
Twitters,
there's only one Twitter.
Right.
I said watch Twitter.
No, you said follow us on our Twitters.
Okay.
Well, you said...
I'm just curious. I really don't know.
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Follow us on our Twitter accounts. Maybe I was just deering.
I can't keep up this chat room.
Yeah, that was good.
I can't have it open in front
good,
of my
that
face.
That was good. You made me laugh.
Oh, God. My gosh.
Oh, my God.
So, anyways.
Back to the news.
Yeah, let's so that's our Twitter accounts then. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Follow us. I'm at Rogue, R0GUE. We got Chan Lee.
Chan underscore Lee.
And you
Chan.
Got, I don't even know what your Twitter name is anymore.
Mine's Cody Whitaker.
Just Cody.
I know. I never changed it. It's Cody Whitaker.
Let's follow us.
Gotcha.
Twitters.
It's a good stuff.
So
let's get into the news.
Well, no, hang on.
We have breaking.
Let's. That's not. You're way out of order this week.
Why?
How was your week, Danny?
Oh man, my week was good. But I want to talk about my stuff in the news.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's good. So, it's news to me, and it's kind of cool to talk about.
Okay. Well.
Actually, I'll talk about. Yeah. Let's. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So Cody.
Cody, how's your week been?
How was
I
want to
talk about mine in the news too.
Oh,
are you serious?
I just feel left out.
He's stomping his feet in the corner.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk about mine. Mine was great.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah, you know, we've been working on our house
yep.
and getting it all ready for this inspection. The inspection went fantastic.
Oh, that's so good.
So we're really excited.
That's great.
So no more blisters on the hands from having to work so hard in the house.
I don't plan on doing any work around the house for the next, 17 years.
No more blisters from laying wood.
Yeah.
So I'll answer now because now I feel left out.
Okay.
Because you said what you
right,
did.
Go
right,
after
right.
You. Fine. Just talk.
My week was all right. I don't have any work this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's good and bad. I've caught up on some stuff. I've done some side stuff, like mixing for a friend who did a recording session, and I've gotten to do some fun stuff, but no serious work.
Are you still working on the remix for Jane's Addiction?
I am. It's due tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Say what?
So you're not going to finish it?
I'm going to finish it. It's just not going to be as complete as I would like. It's my first remix ever, so I've done a whole bunch on it and then torn it apart and thrown it away and then redone the session and then thrown it away and redone it again.
Wait.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know anything about this, and neither do our listeners. What's going on here?
Sean, I said it's my first remix.
No one knows anything about it
because it's been for my headphones only. And
So is this a private thing, something you're just doing? Or is
yeah,
it something
yeah,
for...
it's just me. I just entered a remix contest for the latest Jane's Addiction single that's out.
Very cool. Very cool.
If it turns out halfway decent, I'll bring it next week and we can play it.
I love some Jane's Addiction.
We're going to play it anyways. We're
okay.
going to sneak it off your computer.
We'll play it for the pre-show.
I mean, the computer's in there, and when you go downstairs and make your coffee like you always do, I'm going to go ahead and pull it out of there and get it ready on my little iPad, and we'll...
That works.
Yeah.
I'll have a virus labeled Jane's Addiction Remix.
Oh, yeah, because Macs get viruses all that well.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they will. Never mind.
Yeah, don't say it, Danny.
We won't talk about the news yet because I got my hand slapped.
So, Danny, how was your week?
My week has been great. Today actually made it better. Let me tell some backstory. Back in like November, I entered a design for a superhero art show that was going to happen in San Francisco through Society6.com. It was a Superman / Clark Kent print, so it was kind of like the dual identity shirt that actually Myers is wearing right now. So I entered that a while ago. It's been getting a lot of love. I did a Batman, and I kept doing it, and eventually got into doing some Marvel prints, and I did Spider-Man, Iron Man, and now Wolverine, and I got a call about a week ago from a guy who wanted to talk about licensing and stuff, and come to find out, he pitched it to Marvel, so Marvel wanted Marvel wants it now.
Wow.
Yeah. So Marvel, I'll be signing a deal this week for all my Marvel prints to be licensed through Marvel and, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah, through the U.S. and the U.K. market.
So keep your eyes peeled. We'll
yeah, there's going to be...
you're going to make my entire wardrobe be superhero stuff.
What they said was, they said they want my Spider-Man, they want my Iron Man, they now want Wolverine. They said, now will you make us a Hulk?
Okay.
And do the rest of the Avengers.
Nice.
Rogue, I can see it now. Okay.
Oh gosh, here we go.
They want you to make the Hulk and the Avenger stuff. Just tell them you'll be happy to do it. There's this podcast called The Nerdiverse. We just need a simple sponsorship.
Yeah.
You know, give us $500 a week toward our podcast.
Put us in Superman #1 coming out.
Yes.
You know what's funny is I actually did hear about this earlier. And I was telling Eric from the MaryMonk.com all
Mary
about
Monk
it.
Of Love.
And he was laughing about it. And I said, what you laughing about? He's like, you know, this is what you need. And I was like, what? Somebody to become famous so I can ride on their coattails all the way to fame? He's like, exactly.
I'm far from famous, great. But so, it is pretty cool. I'm very stoked. It's like a childhood dream for me because I've been, you know, playing with Marvel action figures since I was like 9.
Yeah, even though you hate Marvel now. I mean.
Nope, that never exited my mouth.
That's a conflict of interest now.
I cannot put that on the record. I love Marvel. Major fan of Marvel.
That's right.
So
now that
it's
they
very
help
cool.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, definitely. So it's that was some of the biggest news I've had in a long time. It's very awesome.
Yeah, that's
good,
very cool.
So it's only Wednesday, and it's a pretty epic week.
That's very awesome.
Speaking of epic. I got some news that I officially am opening a comic book store.
That's exciting.
Woohoo! Epic Comics on the east side of Orlando in the Waterford Towers shopping plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So stoked about it. I mean, we're going to revolutionize the comic shop.
Now I have somewhere else.
Yes.
To call me and say, hey, John, come pick up your books out of your box.
We won't call you. I know you.
You won't call me. You just go ahead and throw them away.
Yeah, I'll just bring them to the podcast and wave them in front of you.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, here's your books. We're just going to go ahead and hand me your credit card. I got that square now, so I'm just going
to... Well, you're going to have to leave Acme. That's the thing.
I know.
Just because you...
And,
I've
warned them about that. And, you know, maybe it's not all that much of a warning because I haven't been buying.
That's true.
So,
They're probably happy about it.
They might be.
Get out of here.
No, I told them a while ago.
Here's the
ago
thing. I love Acme. I don't even want to be a competitor of Acme because I love them so much.
But see, Acme is great because their main source of... maybe it is their main source of income, but they have so much stuff there that, you know, it's not just comic books. They have a ton of comic books, but their figure, like all their take-ins for toys and stuff, they have more toys than any place I've ever been to. I mean, they're like a little, like the Kmart toy section, it's all vintage toys of you know, the things I grew up with and, you know, it's just insane.
I mean, they're great comic. I love the people there, but there's one shop that we're ready to stick it to them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say their name, but they know who they are. They're not listening because they don't care.
Yeah, well, maybe they are listening. Who knows?
Good. They should know that we're coming for them.
Do you know
sci-fi
what
I'm... Sci-Fi City.
No, not sci-fi.
Just kidding.
Anyway, so we're opening the shop. It's going to be pretty much all new comics. We're not going to go any back stuff. Basically because DC's rebooting and stuff like that. So we're pretty stoked about it. It's going to have a cool feel, very contemporary. Going to have a place to play video games and chill and hang out and talk comics.
Another place to tear me away from my wife.
Exactly.
I'm excited about driving up Alafaya in Waterford and seeing a Spider-Man on the side of the road.
Yes, it won't be me.
It's going to be good.
But yeah, we're going to have Spider-Man. So excited. Anyway, there's that. Epic Comics. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors.
You guys have a website yet?
Yes, but it's not finished.
Okay.
So stick to the fan page on Facebook, fan us on Facebook, to follow our progress. We'll be posting a picture soon. I'll be working on a big mural this weekend, for one of the walls. It's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of the iconic art from like Jim Lee and Ethan Van Sciver and Jim Chung. And
you're going to do these new, designs?
Nope. We're going to go classic for sure.
Oh, nice.
We're going to keep them classic. What people remember. We'll let all the new stuff kind of roll out and have it be new to people. I mean, I've seen all the stuff by Jim Lee for the new Superman, and it is amazing. I love his redesign of Superman.
Yeah, so he's not going to be wearing Speedos, though.
No briefs.
Yeah, I mean.
That's because it's dated.
Yeah,
It's time to.
Because people back in the 50s used to wear Speedos over their pants.
Yeah, and Mike Turner. We got a Mike Turner Spider-Man I'm going to put up there as well. Because rest in peak, Mike. We loved Mike.
Rest in peak.
Peace. Wow. Why would you sully the moment?
Hey-o.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Wow. Let's move to the news.
Yeah, moving
to the
breaking
news.
We do have breaking news. I found this out right before we went on the air. Steve Jobs. our man, Steve Jobs.
Jobs.
I don't know. My mind's not working tonight. Steve Jobs.
We know Jobs.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, maybe that's why I call him Jobs, because my wife was really good friends with the Jobs.
Yep.
Anyways, Steve Jobs is dead. No, not dead.
No,
oh,
God.
Just kidding.
No.
Kidding,
the guy's
kidding.
Cancer.
Spread the rumor.
Man.
All the listeners are going to be tweeting on their Twitters.
He is officially resigning from Apple.
It's a shame.
It's really sad.
It's the end of a era.
It definitely is.
So sell your Macs, buy a PC.
Just jump ship now.
Linux,
it's over.
Yeah, I was getting ready for this, so I haven't owned a Mac in so long that it really doesn't affect me.
As we're talking about this stuff,
as
we were talking about this in the pre-show, Chan's Windows system
Linux system
crashed twice while we're talking about this. So I think your best bet is still probably Mac for now.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I'd love to have a Mac. Don't get me wrong, I just haven't afforded it.
Yeah. How's that new stuff in your car?
which yeah, you know, this priorities.
So what do you think this means for Apple?
I don't know. I mean, Steve really brought Apple back around when they were really hurting. So, and he's not leaving the company. I mean, that's one positive thing. He's still going to be on the board of directors. But who knows from this point?
It's going to be different. I mean, I hope it's not a different feel. I mean, I'm a big Apple fan, obviously. I've been an Apple fan since 2001. I know the date. I mean, the year. but yeah, that's pretty epic news. I'm pretty sad.
Actually, that's only shortly before I got my first Mac.
Yeah, I got it right before I went to college.
I got mine in December 2002.
Frankie talked me into it.
Yeah, Frank was really into the
he's like, bro, there's this titanium PowerBook G4. You got to get it. I'm like, oh, man.
Is that the only reason you got it? Because it was titanium?
It's because Frankie told me to do it. I did whatever Frank said. But yeah, I got that. Never looked back to that piece of crap Windows system.
Yeah, I remember your computer. You guys were so full of spyware and like,
oh man, I don't want to talk
about
that Windows machine. Anyway,
so okay, so I got it pulled up finally.
Go for it.
Tim Cook is named CEO. He was the COO, and now he's going to be the CEO.
Very nice. Well, he's been there with Steve for a while, so it's hard to think that stuff will change. It probably feels like a good successor to Steve.
Yeah, I mean, if he has seen the vision that Steve has had for this long,
right,
then maybe he's just going to follow along and continue that path of greatness. So, I mean, from what I've been reading, I saw some news stories over the past week that they're saying there isn't a tablet market. It's only the iPad market. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, like, the iPad is what people are really pushing for compared to any other of the other devices. They're just not, selling.
Yeah. Well, there's not really anything that can stand up to the iPad.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a while before you realize whether it's going to be a bad thing for them or not, because their trend is kind of just to stay ahead and have everyone else chasing them. So for now, I think they'll be fine, but who knows, like a year from now, if they can keep up and stay on top of the game.
Definitely.
Right. Should have been Wozniak.
Yeah.
Wozniak would have been great. So let's stay on the topic of Apple stuff.
Oh, no.
So we hear that there's this iPhone 5 coming out.
Right.
Breaking news on that. Not only the rumor that Sprint will get it, we'll have Sprint, we'll have Apple, we'll have Verizon, and now we're going to have T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Wow.
They're picking up the iPhone 5 as well.
I just left T-Mobile.
At least that's the rumor.
And I'm not sad about leaving.
Yeah. I was when I first left them to AT&T.
Really?
I mean, I had a great plan back then, but, you know, you get what you want for what you know. I wanted this device, so I was willing to drop everything and go their direction.
Yeah.
Same with me.
So
I only pay $5 more a month, and I have unlimited everything, and I had unlimited everything at T-Mobile. So
$5
more a month, and my service has been so much better.
Really?
With Verizon. So much better than T-Mobile.
Hmm. Yeah, and see, I never went into the 3G stuff with T-Mobile, so maybe that's why I felt that, because I was just only using voice, and the voice service for me was fantastic. So maybe the 3G service kind of was not all that great. I don't know. I can't say for this area at least.
So you said it is confirmed. Sprint.
Well, it's not. That's the thing. All this stuff is never confirmed.
Right.
But
until it actually drops.
Good sources indicate, you know, that kind of thing. But until, you know, we see Tim Cook standing up on stage and going, hey, not only are we going to have Verizon and AT&T, we're going to expand to every major carrier, you know.
I wonder.
Then at that point, we're going to have it.
I wonder what Tim Cook will wear.
Oh. What's his
gonna
be?
He can't do the
fashion.
Whole like business suit thing.
No, no. Maybe he's gonna wear the deep V.
Oh, the deep V with the hair, the chest
extra
hair.
Deep
it's kind
v.
of kind of blasphemous if he wears the Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
no, he won't.
He can't wear the turtleneck.
He won't wear
the whole
turtleneck.
Black turtleneck thing. Hey, you can't really do that.
That's gonna go. Maybe he'll wear like the mock turtleneck.
is that just mocking
like
Steve?
A sock just around your neck?
No, it's like from Christmas Vacation, Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie
has like the white sweater.
Like, okay, yeah.
But you can see the fake V-neck under.
Right, right, right.
Good times. Oh man.
So let's keep on the iPhone news.
No.
McAfee has said Android malware soars while iPhone is untouched.
I don't know what that means.
What's that?
Please explain.
Okay, so the malware on Android devices.
I don't know what malware is.
Malware being spyware.
Right.
Or, I mean, I'm expecting Cody to be saying these things,
hey,
not you.
I actually know all this stuff.
Hey!
I'm really surprised Danny
got a
doesn't.
New rookie.
I know.
I'm like helping out the audience.
I know
I know what McAfee does.
Oh, come on.
So anyways, they're saying that that the malware, basically the viruses and the spamware on the Android devices is really high, where an untouched iPhone, meaning just not jailbroken, is they don't have any viruses out there for an unjailbroken iPhone.
I actually didn't know that phones could have viruses.
Well, because now we're getting basically they're mobile computers.
Yeah.
So I mean, at this point, you install something and you know they can steal your data
Ugh.
Exactly, and I think that's the major problem is you know allowing you just anybody to install anything. Now you're self-managed versus Apple saying, you know what, this is not good. Let's pull it from the market and kill it off of every phone. Now, I mean. To each their own. I mean, yeah, that's kind of sad that somebody can say, you know what, I don't want you to have this good app anymore. But, sorry, we got a red light on the phone. What's going on there?
Is there someone on?
I don't think so. It's not flashing.
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, there we go. Okay, my bad.
The line was on.
Yeah, the ghost.
Sorry, you know, squirrel. This is way. Anyway, so basically, untouched iPhone, safe.
Amazing.
Android, not so safe.
So, and I read, too, when I was jailbreaking my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They're coming for you.
I read that the only way you can get a virus through a jailbroken iPhone is by not securing your wireless if you turn it into a hotspot.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. If you connect to any, like right now you're connected to the Key Life network, I could get into your phone if you haven't changed certain passwords. So...
Yeah.
If you want me to, I can go ahead and, you know.
Show me how that would work.
maybe afterwards.
Busted.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, if you changed your passwords, because, I mean, when you install the software, it's just like, you know, any other basic software that installs a default password.
Right.
You have the default passwords unless you've changed those.
Right.
And if you haven't changed those, then at that point you have a Linux system that's completely rootable because I know your root password.
Are you talking about, like, deep embedded somewhere? Change the passwords?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The average user doesn't realize, and I think Cydia actually says, hey, you don't have a changed password yet. You should change it here and do it this way. And I think they actually added that in there where they changed the password for you, but I don't remember at this point. It's been a while since I've installed Cydia fresh. And
yeah, I installed mine like 2 months ago maybe.
Yeah.
And it just said, if you download MyWi, to make sure that your wireless has... You know that it's password
secured.
Protected.
Yeah.
Other than that, it didn't say anything about changing the passwords.
That just opens yourself up to even more things because
right.
If you're having an open connection, then not only are they able to connect to your phone and use your bandwidth, but they're able to basically they're in your phone at that point. You know,
right.
So they can go ahead and pass that information across. So, anyways, that was a
very nice
sidebar. iPhone 4 is also getting refreshed.
I saw that.
Yeah, they're getting
that's exciting.
They're getting an 8 gig model to really, you know, get those early not early adopters, the cheap people in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just call it like it is.
Well, I mean, there's people around my office who still have the 3G, and you know they're happy with it. They just want the new one because it's new. So
there you go.
I think this will be good for them.
Speaking of the 3G, are you done with your Apple phone?
Yeah,
news?
Man, go for it.
BlackBerry's coming out with some new phones.
Are they?
Are you excited?
No.
Not at all.
Come I'm on. Ready for BlackBerry. To
no
disappear.
Love for RIM.
No love for
no
RIM.
Love for
so,
RIM.
Let me tell you about this new BlackBerry's coming out. they're launching 3 new BlackBerry Curve devices.
Interesting.
They're aiming the whole line at noob smartphone users.
Noobs.
Which means basically they've dumbed down all their phones. Their new phones are said to be comparable to mid to low level Androids on the market right now. So it's going to be running on the BlackBerry 7 operating system, which is really exciting.
Is it exciting?
BlackBerry 7, it's the newest operating system for BlackBerry.
Is it like the Windows ME?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm so confused
it's
right
perfect.
Now.
Wait. Windows ME is not perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they unashamedly have said... I was reading this in Tech News World, that they're competing with the oldest 3GS version of the iPhone. So they're just trying to get cheap people to buy their cell phones to get into a smartphone somehow.
They're competing with Apple's third generation phone.
Yes.
Exactly.
Wow.
Correct. And that's what they're aiming at.
I guess.
They've spent this time and money to aim at creating an old, outdated phone.
That's amazing.
It's funny because before I had my iPhone, I was at a Orlando Magic game, and I looked down, and there was a guy probably somewhere in his mid-70s, and he was using the iPhone well. And it shocked me that a device like that could cross so many generations and actually be usable by a guy who's, you know, in his mid-70s, and he's emailing, and you see him on the web, and I'm like, wow.
That's awesome.
That's one of the things I love about the Apple phones. If you know how to work their computers, you know how to work their phones. Mm. And even the Windows phones, it's not compatible. Like, I don't know the term I'm trying to use, but it's not as easy, as fluid. If you know right. how to work a Windows machine, you don't know how to work a Windows mobile device. It's not that easy.
Right.
Apple's is so fluid.
That's why they stick with Android.
Yeah.
No one really goes to. I don't even think there's a major market for the Windows phone.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not the phone podcast.
Yeah. Let's get off the phones.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
So you said you're opening a comic book shop.
Comic shop.
And
it's not called a comic shop. Excuse me. It's called Epic Comics.
It is Epic Comics.
Epic Comics.
Did you hear? I'm sure you've heard. DC Comics.
What?
The new Justice League number one that's coming out
next week
has 200,000 pre-orders.
Wow.
Paper. That's not even, I mean, we're not even talking the digital combo packs.
No. Yeah, these are just physical comics. Number one. Issue one, because they're rebooting the entire DC series.
It's amazing. It's a big, it's a good feeling because there's been all this with DC going same day with their digital comics.
Right.
You have the idea that, well, paper comics are going to die out, which means comic shops are going to die out.
I don't know though. I mean,
well, that's the scary part for being a comic shop owner is the people going to digital. But the problem is the people that'll go fully digital are still in middle school. If you know what I mean, the generation hasn't happened yet. Like,
but I don't even think even still. I think because when I buy comic books, it's not. I mean, it's to read it and to really enjoy it. But there's also that collecting thing about
you
bag and board it, you know, and you put it with the rest of it.
Yeah.
And if I have digital copies, it's not that collection, you know, I can't go back. I mean, I can go back to it, but it's not that, you know, I like that physical, I actually own something.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the only times that I can see myself purchasing digital, which is what I've done, is when I am traveling and the books have come out, not going to be able to get to my physical copies. I'll pay the 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Read it on my iPad, and then get it when I come back.
See, I think what would be great is if the comic book companies, DC and Marvel, both said, you know what? If you buy our paper copy, you get a free digital copy.
That would be interesting.
I mean, it doesn't cost them any more, I would assume, to do.
Well,
I mean, because they're already going to have it there. They're going to do it for the average user. The only thing that's going to cost them is the bandwidth to provide that for the people that are actually buying a physical copy. I mean, maybe they're not going to hold the line at $2.99 anymore, but maybe they charge $4.99 and you get your free.
Right. Well, add the 99 cents to it. Just make it $3.99 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, sorry, $3.99.
Let's put
up $3.99.
You get the physical issue, and then you get the download code in the issue for your digital copy.
Right. Or not even a code in the issue, but maybe when you buy it, you get a little card. You know?
And Yeah.
You take it with you and
anything.
Yeah.
But it's a good feeling to know that kind of orders have been placed for the new run of DCU.
Oh yeah, it definitely. I think comic books. You know, I mean, is a faux pas as they sound a older generation that's like kind of beyond that at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, to think that almost a quarter of a million people are still grabbing just this one issue.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I don't read Justice League, and I'm not picking it up.
Number one, not going to go for it. Jeff Johns, Jim Lee.
Art's stop trying to talk me into it because that's going to be 200,001 and that messes up our numbers. But no.
You can read my copy.
Yeah, thanks. But the point is, you know, I mean, I don't read that, but I read other stuff. So it's not just, you know what I mean? Like that one thing is got that much and it's got that much excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
awesome.
In for the Green Lantern stuff. Yeah. So
I think what's happening is probably some of it is what's happening to me. I've never read a comic in my life.
Right.
Ricky.
And this is kind of cool because I can start at the ground level, you know?
Right. And that was.
So I'm going to go out and I'm going to start on episode issue one.
Right.
And feel like I'm actually picking up at the beginning of something.
And you are. That's the thing.
Jumping in the middle and having to follow a backstory that I don't understand or
for
don't know
DC,
about.
This is the perfect time to get in because.
Oh, yeah.
If you know nothing,
yeah.
If the only thing you know about Batman is the Christopher Nolan movies,
right?
Then this is
Batman.
This is perfect. So I'm actually very stoked. We're actually gonna have a good episode about the DC New Universe coming up here in a couple weeks, probably post release day. We'll do it the week after.
What's the release day?
The September 7th.
Okay.
So 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Or 2 weeks out. Next week is actually the Justice League will release. A lot of shops are having the midnight release party of it, so it'll be awesome.
Next
very
week,
excited about it.
Next week is also Dragon Con.
Dragon Con, it's getting so close. I bought my hair dye.
Did you?
Nice.
Yeah, I got. I talked to a hair stylist professional and showed her a picture of the Joker, and I said, "I need my hair to look like this." And so she said,
"That's the battery backup. I need to replace it."
Oh, there's some kind of alarm going off in here.
Yeah, the battery is going low on that.
Burglar
alert. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're fine. And she said, "This is what you got to do." So I have to dye my hair light,
mm-hmm.
light brown, dark blonde.
Right.
And then I have this green dye.
Mm.
It's permanent. All of it's permanent. So
is it?
I'm excited when DragCon's over because I'm cutting all this hair off.
So then you're going to mow the grass afterwards?
Yes.
Gotcha. It's going to be all green. It's going to be like grass.
There you go. That,
ooh, wow.
That, yeah.
Dude, yeah. So. No, so, I mean, are you going to?
I'm losing it.
Sorry. All right. What is it? Are you going to Hitman it? Are you going to, like, bick it?
I don't think I'll bick it.
Oh.
I might just dye it black, dark blonde, and have it styled. I know that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Metro.
I'm really excited about Dragon Con.
Yeah.
We have so much fun stuff coming up.
We talked earlier about your costume. Are you working on it some more?
Yeah, I've been working on it a lot. I'm on my second version of the mask.
Oh.
I did one, and I got it kind of nice, but as I was working on it, it started losing the shape that I wanted.
Okay.
It started to look more like a big sock on my head instead of coming out and looking like the actual mask. So I had Rogue help me, and we sat down trying to figure out a better idea, and we ended up just chopping a whole bunch of the burlap sacks up instead of trying to keep it intact. So I'm just sewing together. We went to Joann Fabrics, and I got some yarn and some needles, and started sewing.
Yeah.
So I'll post pictures on the website whenever I get it finished. I'll probably finish it sometime in the next few days here.
Yeah.
And we have from Dr. Horrible, we got T-shirts printed.
Yeah.
Of
nice.
Yeah, we're doing the. I guess the viewing of Dr. Horrible. Yeah. Yeah, they do a screening at Dragon Con. And we have Captain Hammer groupie shirts.
Nice.
Yeah, and we all got groupies.
What is there, like 7 or 8 of us wearing them?
Yeah, 26.
So we're going to look nice and festive going to that with
That's
all
cool.
our shirts on.
Man, you guys make me jealous. I want to go.
You're going to go next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, bro.
H2O International is really...
I don't even know what that is.
That's the car show.
The car show he's missing for.
That's what I'm missing Dragon Con for. Yeah, water sports show.
You're a water bottle enthusiast.
Yep. We love the water. It's
small caps.
It's big. But
saving the recycling.
So anyways.
Beautiful segment.
So have you seen Conan the Barbarian?
I will not see that movie.
And neither will anybody else. It's flopping so bad.
It has to. It looks so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, the only saving point for it was it had Draco from, isn't he the main character in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I was thinking Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter.
So, yeah, I that was the only saving grace to me, but I didn't end up seeing it.
Apparently John saw it. Khal Drogo.
There you go. That's his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
He thought it was decent. What doesn't he think is decent?
Well, turns out Stan Lee Media is suing them.
What does Stan Lee have to do with anything Conan?
He bought the rights to them a while ago.
No way.
Yep.
Waited for the movie to come out?
Well, that was the thing. He waited till the movie was actually released, so he didn't have to spend any money to have the movie released. And if he wins, he gets all the earnings that they aren't getting right now.
Whoa.
Exactly.
They'll get it. They'll get earnings from that and DVD sales.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean,
wow, that's nuts.
It took them $10 million to make the thing. It opened number 4 last week and only took a little over $10 million, considering it had $90 million budget.
Wow,
it's got 9 more weeks.
Yeah,
and
until it
just
starts
keep dropping
money.
Off every week from this one.
Starting out of tens and never.
So yeah, so Stan's suing him. He basically what happened was DC went or I'm sorry. Marvel went, or his holding company went bankrupt at one point, so they thought they had the rights to go ahead and make the film, but he didn't actually release that, and so now he still believes he has rights, and
he's
suing them to get that back.
Well, so. He's going to die soon, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, don't say that about Stan the Man.
I have to tell you guys something that's pretty funny.
He doesn't know who Stan Lee is.
No, I know who Stan Lee is. I just got a text from my wife.
Yeah? She's listening? She's the hidden listener?
She's not listening. If you think I'm a noob nerd, she's like off the charts noob nerd.
She is listening. She has to be.
She doesn't know anything about nerdy things at all.
Well, that's fine.
And she just sent me a text that says, Steve Jobs resigned. I'm sure all you Apple geeks already know, but just in case.
Gotcha.
That's great. She's helping us out.
That's awesome. She did call it a light saver once.
Light saver. She did.
Just in case you have to.
Oh, it's made of fluorescent.
Like a lifesaver.
No, you throw it to it, and you have a line to it, and you just pull it back when you need to save.
Oh,
someone.
Okay.
A lightsaver.
The strap that goes on your lightsaber.
That's right.
It's a lightsaver.
Gotta love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh. So there's something on your list I'm waiting for you to talk about.
I'm not going up there yet.
We're not going up where?
Well, go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
We've only got about 15 minutes left, so you better
get
there sometime soon.
I want to talk about the CGI Yoda.
Oh, yes.
Yes, please.
So it turns out on the Blu-ray, our good friend, Mr. Lucas, he is replacing the Episode 1 puppet with the CGI version from Episode 3 in the Blu-ray release. And, you know, I said on
blasphemy.
I said on our website this week, I am a huge fan of the Muppets. I love Henson. I love Oz's work. So to take that out, that just takes something away from me.
Someone's calling.
Somebody's calling. Hey.
We do have a caller.
All right.
Let's see who it is.
Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan?
Dan.
Dan,
what's
going on?
Dan,
what's
up?
What's up, fellas?
Not much.
Had to call the Nerdiverse, man.
Yeah, bro.
I love it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Glad to hear.
So where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? I'm calling from Orlando.
Ah, from Orlando. All right.
Yeah. Yep. I'm in Orlando right now. I didn't really know what to call about. I just wanted to call in eggs, just tell you guys this is awesome. I'm all about your website. I'm digging it. And
thanks, man.
So I figured what I would say is I've never owned Halo. And
never owned it?
I've never played it. I've never owned it.
Oh, man.
I'm just not the Halo guy at all. So.
You know what we should do?
Halo. I figured I'd call him the non-Halo guy.
You know what we should do?
I don't really know where that's going to go, but, you know.
You're calling as a non-Halo guy?
We should have a night where the Nerdiverse sponsors a Halo game night.
There we go.
And we get together, you know, 16 people or something, find a place, maybe Epic Comics.
Yeah, we'll do it at
once
Epic.
It gets opened up in the next couple weeks. Oh. And we could have a whole Halo game night for all the Nerdiverse listeners.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be great. I'm all for that. Yeah, now I'm stoked. Yeah, Dan, we'll have to hook you up when we come. And you're like our first caller. We have no idea who you are. This is amazing.
You all know me. I know all of you. Can I say my last name on the air?
Go for it.
Starts with an F, and I'm married to Cheryl.
Dan! Oh, my God.
I didn't even recognize your voice.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
That's funny. Oh,
wait, you guys are living in Orlando again?
Yeah, they moved back a while ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like 2 years ago you've been back.
Yeah, I haven't seen you probably in four, so, you know.
Damn, I can't believe you're listening. That's awesome. Yeah, bro, we need to hang out anyway, first of all. And we've been following your progress on Facebook, and mad props, dude.
It's
you're doing awesome.
Very exciting.
I'm pretty stoked for you.
That.
Yeah, bro. Dang, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, man, you know, seriously, man, I would have probably dubbed this stuff more geek than nerd, but however we're going to call it, I'm neck deep in it, so.
Very cool.
You know, I'll be calling in from time to time. Video
Sweet.
Games, movies. Music, love it all. Love to chat about it.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to have a good music segment coming up with one of our friends. So, yeah, man. Awesome.
Right on.
All right, man.
Well,
we appreciate you calling, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Later,
right.
Bro.
Yeah, cheers.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Dan.
Wow, Dan.
Nice.
I kind of thought I recognized the voice, but I didn't think that it'd be him.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
We were all excited. We're all sitting here going, oh, we have a random person.
Random person. But that's awesome.
That was great.
Very cool.
Man. No, we really should do that Halo idea, though.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, totally.
After that week, man, I went online and I started looking around and I was like, oh, what can I do to play? And like, I'm like, I popped in the game and I'm running around the maps by myself. And I'm like,
yeah,
I miss this so much.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I looked online and the XB Connect is still there, but they have like one Halo person playing with like three other people. And I couldn't get connected to them, so I gave up.
It'd be an extremely nerdy thing for us to get out an old Xbox, hit up Connect, play Halo 1.
Oh, yeah.
God, that'd be amazing.
I have three of them, so I don't have three copies of Halo, though.
Wow.
I was kind of nervous about the caller thing. I'm jittering
this
now.
This is Dan. You guys suck.
I was waiting
for
something.
You should take your podcast off
the
internet.
I'm standing outside the door. I'm like, oh, God, we should screen these things.
You should close the blinds.
That was awesome. Very cool.
What? All right. So back to this. Star Wars.
Yoda.
The one for the Blu-ray release. Yoda's, he's going to be CG now. They're getting rid of the puppet. And I'm broken about that.
Yeah. That was one of the things that should have transferred over from the original trilogy and been in all the prequels. That's one of the things. I mean, when it came out for episode one, you're like, okay, sweet. They still got the puppet.
Right.
Episode two comes along and it's...
I mean, but I've never seen Kermit fly around like Yoda had to.
No, you know, that's the thing. Like, he still could have done the CG then. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it should have been CG to begin with, and then it wouldn't have been an issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
now it's an issue.
Now it is an issue.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. The CG version of Yoda looks amazing.
Yeah, totally. Especially in episode three. He was so perfect.
But I don't know, man. I mean,
what I don't want to happen is for them to switch it out to CG Yoda, and it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to be like, oh, it's kind of off now, because they actually could look into a puppet's eyes.
Yeah.
And now they have to try and line it up to a fake Yoda eye.
Hmm.
And so I hope it just doesn't look wonky.
I don't know. With CG today, I don't think... I mean,
look
really
realistic.
Well,
I mean, if anyone can do it, that's fine. Lucasfilm can do it, but it's slightly frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But I was never frustrated with the changes in the original trilogy because I didn't know them. So when I got into Star Wars, it was like Han shooting second was all I knew. And and all the changes. I didn't know about the changes until recently. One of my friends kind of walked me through it all.
So wait, did you come in like at the VHS stage?
I came in at the re-release stage when all three hit the theaters
so
again.
So you saw Yoda walking in the hangar.
Correct.
And that kind of stuff.
Never
okay.
knew any difference.
Wow.
So, and then I found the VHSs, watched them, and my mind was blown as what changed. I mean, I'm all for the graphics upgrade.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
but some of the stuff was like, it didn't need to really be touched. And I mean, but it's George's story.
Yeah.
So if he really wanted Han to shoot second and was frustrated, then change it and whatever. Let's move on. Yeah. I'm not going to be bitter about it for the rest of my life because I love Star Wars too much.
Yeah. Mal shot first, though.
But Mal, we're not going to talk about Firefly just yet. But there is, Mal wouldn't have shot first, by the way. And I have a theory for that, but we'll talk. We'll talk.
Mal did shoot first.
I'm so lost right now.
But anyways, well, yeah, we watched, you know, for our viewers at home and Cody, last night, Danny and I hooked up on Xbox Live.
And Double.
Oh, yeah, Double was there as well. They have this thing on Xbox Live on, if you hook up to your Netflix, you can actually invite your friends to watch something with you. So we popped in Serenity, and I watched it for the first time while they watched it again. And
no spoilers, please. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I won't spoil it for
spoilers.
You. I mean, I kind of did, but not really. No, not really.
Well, you guys were debating it, so.
No, but yeah, it's kind of cool. Like your little avatars sit at the bottom, and they can dance or whatever.
And, you know, cry when somebody dies.
Yeah.
Danny, I will throw my headphones down and come through this glass at you.
He's going to cry in there.
No one dies. I swear no one dies.
I'm a Firefly fanatic.
I know.
Like you are to Star Wars. So
yeah, or like I am to Firefly.
Don't do that to me.
But yeah, I don't know what you're saying to me.
I muted my mic so the audience couldn't hear. But
not everyone can have their mics muted at the same time. This is a talk show, not a TV show.
I just did.
Oh, I know. Anyways, okay, so we had a sidebar there.
Anyway, we'll have a prequel Star Wars episode coming up. I have a friend who wants to debate me in why the prequels suck.
Okay.
My favorite. So I'll be there at the viewing whenever we do that.
Yeah, I have a friend who said, if you do a Star Wars episode, I want to grill you on the prequels. And I'm like, bring it.
Wow.
Is this someone?
Don.
Yeah, okay.
Don wants to do it.
Don.
So we're going to do it.
All right.
All right.
So
what do you got?
Yeah.
You got something?
We got to wrap up soon.
I have something if you want to
talk
about it.
How much time
we
got left?
We've got about 10 minutes.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, whatever. We got plenty of time.
Dollhouse.
Oh, man.
Oh, Dollhouse.
Dollhouse. Dollhouse. Doll freaking house.
You know.
Whoa.
what just happened?
I was going to watch Dollhouse. I started the first one. I saw the lady running around on her motorcycle and racing the guy to the wedding or whatever it was. And I said, wait a second. I have show prep to do. So I stopped it and I switched over to Dr. Horrible.
I did the same thing. I started watching, and then it was just for pleasure, and I thought, this is show prep right here, because this show is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it was pretty good, but like I said, I know nothing about it. So this is
it was amazing.
Let me know about it.
I'm two episodes in.
Okay.
And I don't know where to start about what I like about it.
Here you go. Let's start with this. Most hate has been towards Elijah Dushku's, no one was called Dushku. her acting chops. People have complained about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's great.
That and her short legs.
I think she's a great actor.
Apparently she has short legs.
I don't see that.
She's a great actor, and
I think she does the role so good. Yeah, she's great.
Smoking hot, really good at all the roles they have her in. And she switches up all the time.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole thing is like a laboratory wipes these memories of the people who are a part of it, and then they have different missions that they go on.
Okay.
So she's continually going on different missions, and they wipe her brain, and then she acts as someone else.
Okay.
Obviously, it takes someone pretty talented to do something like that.
Now, Danny's laughing over here.
Sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
Devil just said in the chat, who's looking at her legs?
Oh.
it made me laugh.
I thought it was something about what he's saying. I was you way off base? What's going on here?
Was it only one season? Of episodes? Two. Okay.
Two, 14
There's 27.
Episodes.
Okay. I looked it up. There's 27 episodes in total.
Maybe there might be more. I don't know. There wasn't more on the DVDs.
I was looking on IMDb to try and find more information about it.
Yeah.
But, like, every single comment had spoiler alert on it.
Oh. Yeah,
so I was afraid to read it.
There's a lot of spoiling.
I knew that there was, you know, a lot of people who said it was horrible,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't figure out why. So two episodes in.
It's because Joss
really
tried
good.
To do another TV show on Fox, and it was not a smart move.
Yeah.
Oh, at the same time.
What?
At the same time he tried
No, no, no. This is why Firefly got canceled, because Fox okay. just sucks.
Yeah, well, this is true.
He
should have got it on Sci-Fi, because I guess... Warehouse, or CFI, or whatever you call it now.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. I mean, I looked into this Warehouse 13, and it's been running for a while, and it's their number one thing. So if Firefly would have been on there, it would have been ridiculous.
Nah,
it would have been going.
Man, we'll Jones out about Firefly on an episode soon when we finally watch the story.
You got to check it out, Sean.
Yeah,
it's really good.
The thing about Dollhouse is don't go into expecting mind-blowing TV. It is just fun. It's a fun story.
Okay.
Well-written, good acting. It's just, it just was on the wrong network. It needed to be on Sci-Fi or something.
There was one part that made me laugh that was supposed to be serious, but it was the FBI guys that are trying to find this
dollhouse.
Trying
to take down the dollhouse.
Yeah,
right?
And they start yelling, and you can tell it's kind of like B or C role actors,
right.
Not the top people, but no, they're not any of the main characters,
right?
So,
and it was early episodes too, so maybe they were fresh and you know, when I was watching Doctor Who, I only got into Doctor Who probably in the past year, and when I first started watching it was like one of those things that at the beginning it was good, but it progressively the production values got better. And the acting got better, and like, I mean, I still love Christopher Eccleston, but you know, just as it was going on, all the ancillary characters got better, you know.
Yeah, naturally, they're just gonna get more comfortable.
Right, right.
That's good.
We'll have a Who episode later. I'm not a Who nerd, but I am a Who fan.
Yeah, you're not a Whovian.
I'm not a Whovian.
That's okay. I'm a brown coat for life.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll get Cody to watch Serenity, and then we'll do a good Firefly episode, because we could talk for a long time about Firefly.
Yeah. I've been putting off watching Serenity because my wife's trying to catch up on Firefly, and when I say trying to catch up, she's almost done with episode one.
Wow.
So I don't think I'm going to wait on her.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll watch it.
Just
and,
watch it and go back. You'll
want to
watch it again.
Soon.
I'm going to throw out this on live on the air so we can make sure we do this. Well, two things. One thing, we have to finish Ender's Game. You finished it.
I finished it. It was fantastic.
You finished?
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
It was amazing.
With Todd's book.
Did you get it yet?
It still has not come. Now
he's borrowed mine.
I took Danny's now because mine if anyone who works for the public library is listening to me,
my book.
Your system sucks. I've been
Orange
waiting
County
on my
public
book.
Systems.
I've been waiting on my book for like 2.5 weeks, and I haven't gotten anything. No notice, no anything saying what's going on. But yeah, I have a copy of it now, so I'm going to start
Very cool.
it.
Good. So yeah, we'll finish the book. And second thing, I want to start a new segment, and I've already talked about this.
What is it?
I want us all to watch an episode of Star Trek and come back the next week.
What?
Hey, I know. I sigh too, but this will be really funny.
How long are those episodes?
And it's an episode, TV episode, 30 minutes.
Star Trek?
30 minutes of
and
torture.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about how awesome Star Trek is.
Yeah.
Right?
Since you're such a Star Trek fan.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I want to do it. Here's the thing. I hate on Star Trek. I've never watched it. I just hate on it because.
But you like the movie, right?
J.J. Abrams Star Trek is excellent.
I mean, yeah, the movie was good. I don't get me wrong. I mean, the movie was great. I enjoyed the movie. I don't feel that it wasn't campy like the old television show was.
Right.
And I don't know how the new generation was or anything like that. But
you spelled it wrong, John.
I used to play Star Trek in the woods.
That doesn't make any sense at all. What are you talking about?
We would get a whole bunch of trinkets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like little boxes, metal boxes and stuff.
Right.
And we would run around the woods and hide from each other and act like we were in spaceships from Star Trek. It was a good time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really good.
Maybe you do have higher nerd roots than I expect.
Yeah. Basically, I was LARPing in the woods.
He was Trek LARPing in the woods.
I was Trek LARPing when I was like 10 years old in the woods.
That's
before
nuts.
LARPing was cool.
LARPing isn't cool.
I'm going to write a song. I was LARPing
anyway,
before
LARPing
was cool.
Anyway, let's do it. We're going to pull together an episode. Just pick a random season. They're all streaming on Netflix.
Are they?
Pick a season. Watch an episode.
Are we going to watch the same episode?
Let's do all different episodes.
Let's do the same episode on Netflix, and we'll Mystery Science Theater
3000
it.
He doesn't have 360.
Oh, come on.
No, we'll just pick. Just randomly
Don't
pick an episode.
It.
We'll watch them. Just take 30
Danny
minutes.
Danny has two. You just need to fix one of them.
No, you don't. I ripped out the hard drive.
It's you still could use Netflix on it.
Yeah, I guess you could just stream it.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a flash memory or something.
All I have to do is fix it.
You need a new motherboard.
You don't know. You might be able to. So anyways,
we'll talk
about
it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Next week, we'll talk about it more, but be prepared for our awesome review of Star Trek.
I cannot believe I'm going to have to sit down and watch 22 minutes of Star Trek.
Let's do it.
After watching 22 minutes of Star Trek,
here's the thing.
Watch an episode of Dollhouse, and you'll feel better.
This is what I'm saying. We're going to come back and talk about the quote-unquote awesomeness that is Star Trek. So we get to have our fun.
I guess.
Making fun of the Trekkies.
I guess.
We're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Fine. I'll just do it by myself. I'll do it by myself. Danny watches Star Trek. That's
well,
the segment.
Well, you'll also enjoy that David Foster is preparing to pitch a new Star Trek series. So
you know,
maybe you can watch off of that one.
I'll take a Star Trek series as long as it is in the vein of J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. If it's any less quality or awesomeness, I'll burn it. I'll burn it down.
You'll burn it down.
Burn it down.
Kick him in the teeth.
Yes. Anyway. Yeah, so we'll we'll do that.
All right.
Let's
I'll do it for the show. I'll take one for the team.
Up. You're going to do it.
I'll do it.
Cody, you in?
I'm in. I'll do it.
We're doing this every week?
We'll do it once a week. We'll do a quick. It doesn't have to be.
I don't know if we'll continue it. I'll do the first one at least.
We'll try it.
God, I'll give it
I'll
a shot.
I will continue it, you jerks.
I'll give it a shot.
Gosh.
Not all of us have unlimited time to sit and watch crappy TV shows.
I'm opening a comic store. I don't have time either.
You can watch it while you're sitting in your comic store waiting for people to buy
comics. Yeah, you know
comics.
How many crappy Star Wars shows they watch over there at Acme? A lot.
Trek.
What did I say?
Star Wars.
I mean Star Trek.
Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. Cody, any last words?
What's that?
We got time? We're done?
We have two more minutes.
Two more minutes. All right, let's go through our thing. Cody, where can people contact you at?
You can find me at Twitters at Cody Whitaker, CodyWhitaker.
And Danny?
You can find me at Rogue, R0GUE, Rogue, Twitter. I talk a lot.
Yeah, he does. My phone's always blowing up. And you can find me at Chon_Lee on Twitter.
Chon Lee.
You can also follow the show at Nerdiverse Show.
We have yet to tweet.
I throw a couple things in there.
He has
but
tweeted.
They're all about the show, when it's airing and that kind of stuff. Feel free to leave us your voicemails and comments at 407-900-NERD. That's 407-900-6373. You know, check out the website.
What is going to be the song this week? What's a wrap-up song?
Wrap-up song is going to be from a guy that most of you may not know. His name is Moby.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing.
We're going to get sued.
Oh, God.
And we are out
We're
of
out.
Here.
This here is a recipe for unpleasantness.
We had a complicated childhood.
Wacky fun.
You feel like paradise. Need a vacation and I